Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mark Striegel, John Astronomy, the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly, and now your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. How you guys doing? I tell you, the last, 8 months of my life has been a little crazy due to basically two babies that I have in my house. I got my little 8-month-old Grant and my 2.5-year-old Harrison. And anybody out there who has two kids like under three, you guys know that it is awesome, and it's simultaneously complete chaos, and even at times it's a bit hellish. But it is amazing. I love these little guys more than anything, really. These two crazy babies, if you will. Let's get into a little Ozzy Osbourne here on an all-music episode of the Talking Metal Podcast.
Change them.
Little Ozzy checking in on the Talking Metal Podcast. Ozzy, I've met him three times, and he's always been extremely cool to me. So, you know, Gene Simmons, same thing. Met him probably twice, I guess, and always totally freaking cool to me. So, you know, it's funny. You hear stuff about people being assholes and stuff, and a lot of times when you actually meet the people, it's the complete opposite. I could actually tell you some people who were supposedly supposed to be really great and nice, and they really weren't to me, but I'm not going to go into that right now. The other thing that has caused my life to be a little chaotic has been I quit my, you know, staff job, guaranteed work all the time at Sci-Fi, and I've gone freelance, which has been a little hectic also, because I'm always, you know, you're always scrambling for your next gig, and you're always trying to hit a home run with the gig you're working on. And I think I've done that. I've been on three gigs so far that pay great. Of course, you know, the whole thing with freelancing is that then you're off for 2 weeks. So, you know, I'm still yet to be determined if financially I made the right decision here. But I'm doing all right. No complaints on the financial front, at least not yet. But I appreciate all you guys hanging out with the Talking Metal Podcast, because both John and I have definitely, in our personal and professional lives, have gone through quite a bit this past year. So thanks for bearing with us. I know there were some people on Twitter the other day saying they don't get enough new episodes, and I apologize about that. But that's just the way it is. You know, John's been keeping real busy too with the Space Ace, and I'm going to come back after this Tim Ripper Owens song and tell you all about that.
I don't
Death Race by Tim Ripper Owens. What a voice. You know, in a lot of ways, I like the stuff he's done outside of Priest better than the stuff he's done in Priest. It's just me. I don't know why. Speaking of Priest, a farewell tour without KK Downing. Little goofy, guys. You know, get it together. I mean, seriously, how can you have a farewell Judas Priest tour without KK Downing? I mean, it's a bit silly to me, but they don't want to let the fans down, so they're continuing on with the tour. They don't want to let their wallets down, maybe, but it's just me. I don't know. You know, say what you want. I personally feel that a Priest farewell tour without KK Downing is basically letting the fans down. It's my opinion. I'm sure you guys have yours. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about Ace Frehley. He's got his book coming out. John is right now, Easter weekend, which is when I'm recording this, up at Ace's house helping him finish the book. John has been very, very involved in the writing of this book. And, you know, Ace is writing the book, but John is Ace's assistant and helps him with just about everything. So they are, I guess, having marathon sessions this Easter weekend, completing this this book, which I think they have to turn into the publisher next week or something. At least this is all speculation. I'm getting like cryptic texts and emails from John. We do have the new site basically ready to go. So once John finishes this Ace book thing, I'm sure that'll be launching. Hoping iTunes replaces the old RSS with the new RSS we're about to launch. If not, again, guys, if you've been listening for a while and you don't see a new podcast up there, you go to iTunes and resubscribe. That's I usually do that with a lot of the podcasts I subscribe to, you know, on a, you know, bi-yearly basis anyways, because sometimes the feeds get messed up. I don't know why, but, you know, or the feeds coming into your iTunes gets messed up. Yeah. So, anyways, let's get into a little Ace. Yeah, maybe some old school Kiss right now. This is Parasite.
I'm not afraid to
You are listening to the Talking Metal Podcast, playing all the best hard rock and heavy metal. What we just heard was a little Kiss, a little hard rock, I would say, as opposed to heavy metal. Let's keep the hard rock vibe going here. This is UFO off of the Lights Out album. Just Another Suicide by UFO off the Lights Out album. Such a great album, such a great band. And we're gonna just keep rocking. Why not? Why not? Nothing else to do, right? Hope you guys are kicking back, smoking a few joints, drinking a few beers, and just having a grand old time. You are listening to Talking Metal, Iron Maiden. Hail Gunner by Iron Maiden. Good song. Like that. Kind of the second coming of Aces High, at least lyric-wise. Maybe not. I don't know. Guys, I have so much fun doing this podcast, and will you please join me to have more off the air, off the podcast air discussion on the Talking Metal forums. That's at talkingmetalforums.com. I'd love to meet up with you guys there and do a little chatting. So head on over, register. The password is Metal Mike, MetalMike. And let's end with a little Metal Mike today. This is Pain Museum on the Talking Metal Podcast. Keep rocking, guys. Thanks for the support. You rule. We'll be right back.
Oh, God.